Many a tale takes place in our universe, but maybe none quite like the tale we have before us today. The time, the future. The place, ADN Reach, a frozen wasteland of a planet that ironically orbits a lava sun. What is the secret of this icy world, and who is it that desires that secret? I present to you, Delta Vortex Aeloroidosaurs. They'll eat you to death.
What about Rage? Earthborn, but no sign of a family.
Doesn't have one. Raised on the streets, he learned to look out for himself.
His actions resulted in his best friend dying several times. He could have some serious mental problems.
Every soldier has mental problems. Rage is a survivor.
Sir, perfectly well-adjusted soldiers have come back out of the military and got themselves back into society again. Rage is a loose cannon. He's a very dangerous person. Is that really the kind of person that you want to protect the galaxy?
That's the only kind of person that can protect the galaxy.
Sir, this is a very, very, very big mistake. I think your lack of judgment is at a premium today. Have you had your coffee?
I never drink coffee. What are you talking about?
Sir, I make you a coffee every day.
No, I don't remember anything like that. Now, defrost Rage.
Sir, you don't understand. If Rage perceives any sort of advantage, he will take it, even if it causes our demise.
Yeah, and?
Sir, haven't you heard the rumors? Rage is hiding in cryostasis right now to avoid prosecution for destroying the sun. I think that's a pretty big problem.
Nonsense. Now bring him to me immediately. I want to meet this man. He sounds like a real go-getter.
Sir, no.
Look, I never spent all that money giving him cybernetic enhancements so they could sit in cryostasis for all eternity. Now go defrost my man.
Yes, I understand you've spent a lot of... What? You've spent money giving him cybernetic enhancements, the most dangerous man in the entire solar system. It possibly destroyed the sun. What were you thinking?
I was thinking about this galaxy's future, Private. Now go defrost him before I court-martial you.
Changeling! Someone has morphed into the commander! Everyone, red alert!
I'm no changeling. I just haven't had my coffee, that's all. Now for the last time, defrost him. Now.
Okay. Fine. No problem. But, you know what, sir? I told you so. Just before, you know, all this kicks off, I told you so.
I didn't want it to be this way.
Defrosting procedure has commenced, sir.
This is the way I did not want it to be.
Defrosting procedure at 50%, sir.
If there was a way things were going to be, well, this is definitely not one of the ways I would choose.
Defrosting procedure complete.
Hey, Rage, you awake?
Ow, my head hurts. And my feet. And my teeth. And I'm wet. Why am I wet?
You are in what we in the science community call cryostasis. I know it's a very big word and it's very technical. You probably don't understand the meaning of it. But suffice to say, you're going to be wet for a wee while.
Cryostasis? Is that anything like cryogenics?
Nah, it's nothing like it. Cryogenics is an archaic form of cryostasis. Cryostasis is a far more advanced form. Takes hundreds of years to master. Not that I'm bragging or anything, you know.
Well, at least I'm in good hands.
Robotic hands? I've got robot hands.
What? Why?
Remember how I used to say I always wanted to buy an arm? Got done.
I see. So, how long have I been in cryostasis for then?
Oh, let me check. Says here the better half of about 500 years.
500 years?! What the freak?!
Yeah, I kind of thought you would freak out like that, but it was you that chose it.
I would not choose 500 years in stasis.
Huh, memory loss. I didn't see that coming. No, you chose 500 years in stasis for a potential suicide mission over 2 weeks in a charity shop.
Yeah, that does sound like the kind of thing I'd do.
Right, oh, one other little thing now. You've got some cybernetics in you, okay? You're 20 times stronger than you used to be, and you're about 30 times faster. So, yeah, a wee bit faster.
Oh, I was wondering what all this sports gear was on me.
That's not sports gear, that's cybernetic armour. On your hands is power fists.
Power fists? Hell yeah.
Right, we need to make sure all that equipment's working, so come out of the cryostasis chamber and punch me as hard as you can.
Ah, alright.
Right, didn't hold back there.
How was that?
I think you're ready. Captain, Rage is here to see you. Rage is a captain now? No, Captain, Rage is here to see you. Full stop. Oh, I see. Step outside. into the vacuum of space. No. Outside my room, I want to speak to Rage privately. Ah. Right, okay. Remember, he's really dangerous, okay?
Rage here, reporter for duty, sir.
Ah, Rage, my little unfrozen pawn.
What side are you on?
It's no longer as simple as black and white. We like to consider ourselves beyond good and evil.
Well, that's where we're off. Rival schools, united by fate.
You don't understand. We're having an incredible crisis here.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm one of those freedom fighters you hear about.
Yeah, I know your story. You're infamous for destroying the Golden Sun. Everyone knows your brutal legend.
Well, it's a rogue galaxy out there. A sacrifice needed to be made.
No need to put on that Serious Sam persona for anyone.
So what's my combat mission too?
You're gonna be dropped off in uncharted lands.
What if I crash Bandicoot and find myself in an NBA jam?
I'm sure you can break out of any situation.
So what's this lost planet like?
It's an ice world of Warcraft, so you better be careful not to get blaze blue.
So a planet of cold fear. What an odd world, Dave's Exodus.
We want Steve Jobs back with his prototype, dead or alive.
So what? I'm your hitman now?
I never mentioned anything about blood money.
I'm not your monkey. Island 2, LeChuck's Revenge.
Look, this is an impossible mission.
And if I fail this hero quest?
We'll incarcerate you at Arkham Asylum.
You naughty bear.
Smackdown, shut your mouth. You're looking forward to this front mission, aren't you?
Guilty Gear X2 is charged.
So you've decided to accept?
Yeah.
Why?
Just cause, too.
What a crock. Legend of the Gobos. Now get out of here! Hey, Prime, you explain the mission to him. And Rage, I'm counting on you. All right, let's go. 3 weeks ago on the ice planet EDN Reach, communication with Steve Jobs went silent. Rumor had it he was working on a new piece of technology that would have tipped the balance in our favor during this long, harsh war. My only concern is that the last communique received said, stay alone, stay alive. And that's what you're gonna do. Now get in this torpedo tube so we can fire you out into space.
Alright, wouldn't be the first time.
Right, this one's for the history books, the world's first halo jump.
Halo jump? There's been tons of them.
Not on this planet, this is the first one.
Are
you ready?
Ready as a square whip Christmas.
That is pretty ready. Right, watch out for the asteroid field and don't break a leg.
On his fire.
Good luck, Rage. The entire universe is counting on you.
Ray, watch out for re-entry now.
What? Why am I not in a spacesuit?
Snow everywhere. Scanner report.
This is the planet Arrakis, also known as Dune. It is a desert planet known for its sandworms and spice.
Right, sand. Is that what we're calling snow now? Is that the new lingo, the cool speak, what the slang is, what the kids are calling it?
Alright, sorry. It's the winter world of EDN Reach. My mistake.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Prime, do you read me?
Yep, loud and clear. I'll be staying in radio contact. Sorry I'm not down there with you, but it's really cold. Right. Do you know your initial heading?
Nope, but I'm guessing it's probably on this terrain shore thingy.
Okay, well that should show you the last location of Professor Jobs before we lost contact with him. And by the way, when you get there, I've got a little surprise for you.
Yeah, whatever, John Denver.
I'm not John Denver. John Denver sits next to me.
Hello there.
I'm Prime. You've known me for 10 years. How could you get my name wrong?
Okay, Prime, if that is your real name.
That's my code name, and you know it. Okay, I think it's about time I tell you about the possible snow pirate threat. These guys have been searching the planet in hope of finding a kind of energy called TE, or thermal energy. They hope to use it to power their machines and operate their weapons.
Whoa.
Back up a minute. Prime's not your real name.
Sorry to disappoint you, but no, it's not. Anyway, about these pirates.
Back up a minute. So what's your real name then?
Look, these snow pirates are not to be trifled with.
Yeah, but Prime, that being your real name, how can I trust you if you don't even tell me what your real name is?
Look, I don't know your real name either. Come on.
Don't be an idiot. It's Rage.
No, it's not. Rage is your code name as well. I don't know your real name.
Rage isn't my real name.
Right, whatever, okay? Right, my name's Lancaster Blade Runner, and you're Jimmy Jack Jones, okay? But right, okay, now we need to go and get Professor Jobs, alright? He's the priority, okay? You with me?
Lancaster Blade Runner. That is cool. But why did I get the total rubbish one?
Okay, fine, you can be Lancaster Blade Runner, but for this mission, you're called Rage, okay?
That's better, Jimmy. Yes. Okay, I'm ready to go.
You got 14 hours until tea time. If you don't make it back by then, we'll assume you're not coming back and it'll be put in the microwave for your supper, okay? So you better be back.
Alright, Mum. Gosh.
Hey, Rage, sorry to bother you, man. I know you're busy doing the mission and that, but I just wondered about the progress. It's been 13 hours, so you got an hour to go before tea.
Nah, man, it's like I can't see like 5 foot in front of me here with all this snow.
Maybe you should switch to Fanatavision.
Yeah, we stopped doing that.
Oh. Look, man, it's coming up for tea time now. You've only got like an hour left and, you know, you've not found the base or anything yet. Do you want us to just send someone else, you know?
No, it's just I had to like fight 5 snow tigers on the way. That would slow anybody down.
Whoa, snow tigers, whoa. We never seen any of them on the scanners. The only life form we can see is you and the close range stuff.
Yeah, that's because I made them out of snow. Yeah, to be honest, most of the time it took to beat them was actually building them in the first place. We know how to use the right snow and I couldn't find any carrots anywhere. Although that being said, one of them was a total beast I had to blow up with a grenade.
Whoa, Lancaster Blade Runner, Snow Tiger Destroyer, yeah, that's hardcore like.
Yeah, I know. Oh, found the base.
I know we here at the agency don't say this enough, Rage, but we value your ability. No one else could have gotten even half as far as you have in double the time. I'll make sure there's a fat bonus in your check when you return.
I hope that's not a euphemism.
No. Not after last time. I've learned from my mistakes.
Thanks, but this isn't about the money.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, don't worry about it then. Doesn't matter.
No. I'll take the money. I mean, that'll help. It's just that's not the purpose. That's not why we're here.
Lols, I knew what you meant.
Okay, well, I'm going in.
Roger, dodger, module, roger, roger, module, roger, 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 roger.
This place looked a lot bigger from the outside. Just a generator, a Mac, some dumbass video tablets, and an endless maze of interconnected corridors! Professor Jobs! Are you here? Can you hear me? If you can, try knocking or making a sound if you can't speak. Jerk! Too good to speak to me! Silent treatment, eh? Fine. You think you're better than me? You're not better than me. Hey, Prime, Steve Jobs isn't answering me. The jerk.
How do you know he's there? Maybe he's not there.
Oh, he's here all right.
Well, we can't see his life signs or anything. There's nobody in that room with you.
Maybe he's dead. I hope he's dead.
Oh, come on, Rage, that's not very nice.
You hear that, Jobs? I hope you're dead and or dying. And if you're not, I'll kill you myself.
By the way, I think I should maybe point out that in the past 500 years while you're in cryostasis, Steve Jobs went deaf.
Never meant that.
I really don't think he was in that room with you anyway, man, so secret's safe with me.
Look, I'm sure he's in here, though. I'll even use this forensic stuff you gave me. Right.
blue light thingy. I see. Red light thingy.
What was it? What did you find? What's the results?
Inconclusive.
Right, okay, I think I've got something that can fix this. Do you remember that little surprise I was telling you about? Right, okay, have a wee look around in the room, see if you can see like a little half-meter tall mech.
What's it look like?
It just looks like a wee mech. You know, it's got like, it's like a wee two-wheeled, like it's got two wheels on it, it's got two legs, and it's got like massive blades on its arms and a giant gun crotch.
A gun crotch?
Yeah, you know, like in the animes.
I've not seen any animes with a robot with a gun crotch in it.
Well, you haven't seen very many animes then. Anyway, we need you to find that mech and plug it in for me, please.
Okay.
Here, boy. Here, mechie. Here, mech. Come on. Here.
Got him.
Right, okay. Take the firewire I supplied you with and put it in the rear port of the mech.
Firewire? I don't have one of them. What is this 500 year in the future technology?
You're a freaking bionic. You've got like pretty much firewire coming out of every orifice.
Really? So that's what these dreadlocks are. I thought I was a freaking mammoth for a second.
Well, no, you're not a mammoth. You're a bionic. There's a massive difference. Anyway, take one.
Well, I have been frozen for 500 years.
Well, I suppose it's an easy mistake to make. I see where you're coming from. Okay, right. Anyway, plug that firewire into the rear port of the mech, please.
Right, the rear port.
Would you rather it was the front port?
Do I want to use the front port? I feel this is some kind of a trick.
Oh, it is. But the real question is, front or back?
Fine.
Right, so what port did you use then?
I'm not telling you.
Aw, didn't make me hack it and find out? Come on.
Fine, I used the side port.
I can't even make a joke of that.
Right, so now what do I do?
You just sit back and relax. I'm going to find out what my baby's recorded. Here we are. Play. This is in quick time format.
This'll be my final entry in my video journal. I better retweet this and post it on Facebook too. Sorry guys, looks like I'm targeted for assassination. I have to leave here immediately. Hopefully the agency will find this droid and pick me up at destination point Beta, Gamma, Tetra, Alpha. Tweet.
Beta, Gamma, Tetra, Alpha?
What? What's the matter?
Nothing. There is one tiny problem, though.
Yeah, Steve Jobs has a Twitter account and it tells you where he is. Why didn't you just send me there?
I'm sorry, would you like some more cheese with that wine?
I'm sorry, that was Margaret the Cheese Lady. She's very enthusiastic for cheese. Margaret, I'll get some cheese later, alright?
Tell him he can have some too.
I think he already heard you, alright? Sorry about that, man. Bloody Margaret, we're cheese. Margaret, would you please piss off? I'm trying to do a mission here.
Oh, fine.
Freaking cheese lady. Why do we even have a cheese lady? Look, no, Margaret, didn't he leave like that? I never meant that. I was just saying it, you know, because I was annoyed. I didn't mean it. You're very beneficial to the staff morale. I like the cheese, alright? I'm just busy. Ah! A stupid bloody woman chucking a block of cheese at me. Ken Wahin, didn't he bother coming back, alright? Ah, right, she's away in a huff now, fine. I'll patch things up where it's okay, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'm more worried about the fact I'm trapped here on an ice planet when, you know, you could have just sent me straight to where the guy is.
How am I meant to keep up to date with Twitter when I've got things to worry about, like Margaret the Cheese freaking lady chucking cheese at me?
Hey, are you trying to tell me you're not in operational control of this thing?
Not when I'm being attacked by 2 kilogram chunks of cheese. And besides, the person I answer to is the top brass. The district attorney.
You mean McCoy? The real McCoy? Hank McCoy?
The very same.
Never heard of him.
So what you're saying to me is that you've never heard of the person that you just named yourself without provocation?
No, never. I just guessed.
Right, out of every single person in the known universe, you picked the right one. Randomly, just a guess. Are you joking?
Look, I don't know what to say to you, man. I mean, look, it's not like it was the whole universe I had to guess from. I mean, there's like only 4 district attorneys or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose. Fair enough, okay. Sorry.
Anyway, we've got more important things to deal with. If Steve Jobs has tweeted where he was, thousands, maybe even billions of people know where he is. For a weapons and tactical technologies expert, he's apparently a moron.
Now, where is this Mama Gamma Bama place anyway?
I've updated your radar system with your next checkpoint. Destination. BTW, friendly reminder, tea's in 45 minutes.
So what are we having?
We're having pot pie!
I better hurry!
Rage, cold and hungry, and a long way from tea time, finds himself travelling through the abandoned research facility. Who among us knows the terrors that may be hidden here in this cold and desolate planet? Well, who? You? Well, spit it out then, lad. No? Okay, yes? Oh, sorry, I thought you said something. No? Okay, well, if you do think of something, let me know, okay? Well, I'm gonna go now. What? Oh, sorry. I'm off now.
Right, keep going north, keep going north, keep going north. Right, you're almost at the Tetra Gamma place. So, just keep going north.
I can't go any further north. This door's frozen or something.
Frozen solid, you say? Well, I think you might have some equipment to deal with that. Why don't you contact Private Ram? You know, he's probably quite well versed in equipment. You know, being the guy that's that deals with like equipment and weapons and that. You know, you can contact him on codec number 141.52.
Right, 141.52.
What do you want? I'm playing a game here.
Hey, what are you playing?
World of Warcraft. Do you play it?
No, I once committed suicide rather than play World of Warcraft.
Wow, so what level were you? Did you have to run back to get your body?
Shut up, I've got a frozen door to deal with and I was told you can help.
Well, you've certainly come to the right place. I am a master in this area of expertise.
Well, good. So how do I get rid of this door?
Well, friend, first of all, I'd like to ask you to get your facts straight first, because getting rid of the door is completely inconsequential. What you need to do is need to get rid of the ice that's surrounding the door that's preventing it from opening. Getting rid of the door is just silly. Now, do you need a pee?
No, I just went 5 minutes ago. Why?
That is a terrible, terrible shame. I don't think there's any... Wait a minute. Do you still have that grenade you were supplied with?
Grenade?
You know, you pull the pin, you throw it, and then it bangs like 5 minutes later. Sorry, I mean 5 seconds. That was very inefficient of me.
Oh, one of those. No, I used it on a snow tiger.
Well, I don't see any real way possibly that you can get through that door, because, I mean, it's quite a thick door and it's covered in ice, you know. Mechanisms are jammed, you know, it's frozen solid. It'd just be more work than it's worth. So why not just, you know, come back? Wait. Right, okay, I've got an idea, okay? Call me crazy, but I know you said you don't need a pee. But if you were to do a pee, how fast do you think you could force it out?
Well, what?
Right, bear with me. Just think about it for a second, okay? What I want you to do is, look, you're surrounded by snow, essentially. So what I want you to do is I want you to eat as much snow as you can, and then force the pee out, preferably at the speed of light, at the door, so that it's like an inverted welding tool. You know, instead of you joining two things together, you're, melting the snow away from the door. You're cutting it apart. How does that sound to you?
Sorry, I'm losing. Prime, is there another way?
Yes, there is. I should have said this earlier. If you turn west here and go... head that way for about 100 yards. There's another door. I've unlocked it for you. That wasn't frozen solid. It leads to the same area. Sorry.
Oh, you could have said... Wow.
What is it?
This is a big room.
Welcome to Beta Gamma Tetra Alpha.
Cool.
Well, sorry, I don't want to alarm you or anything, but I've got a signal on the radar here. Tell me, do you see any, like, dinosaurs there?
I certainly do.
Really? Well, you know, the radar here says they kind of look like androids as well. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, they look androidy. They've got android bits on them and that.
It's probably not the same dinosaur as I'm thinking about. But just check. Do they look like aliens as well?
Now that you mention it, they kind of do. You know, with their antennas and tentacles and things. Why should I say hello to them?
No. Stand well back. You know, be really quiet. You know, you don't want to kind of provoke them.
They look friendly enough. Hello there, alien radiosaurs! I'm fine, thanks.
What have you done? Run!
My pathetic machine guns are useless against their metallic skin! Oh man, and now I'm out of ammo. I know I shouldn't have used it all on the snow dragons.
But you had like 100 clips of what, snow dragons? What are you talking about?
After I was attacked by the snow tigers, I was attacked by snow dragons!
There's no such creature!
You're not down here. I've seen them. I've fought them. I know there is.
Alright, sorry. Well, now I'm gonna die. What are you gonna say about that, eh?
Well, I've got armor. I've got this bionic cyber armor stuff.
Plastic.
Ah. What? Then how did I punch you harder than that?
I've got a bionic stomach. It means I can make myself fly backwards really fast.
So I don't have super strength then?
No.
Super speed?
No.
So how did I survive being launched into space?
Iron lung.
Yeah, but how does it not just boil?
Space isn't a vacuum, it's nothing. It's not all it's cracked up to be, actually.
Well, then, I am convinced. Well, looks like it's the end. Thanks for listening, folks.
Rage, I've detected hundreds of blips on the radar. I don't know what it is. I'm total stuffed.
It's a man with a cannon for an arm!
A gun arm?
No, a cannon arm! It fires cannonballs! Made of black lava! His whole arm's a cannon! He's got two crewmen to operate it!
Har har, another beastie down!
Captain, there's a sand lover down there!
Good one, Wheezy Pete. Wheel me over to him, lads. Har har har! Having a spot of bother with them there alien android dinosaurs, eh?
You mean the alienroidiosaurs?
Arr, that'd be a stupid name. What's the point in having an abbreviation as hard to say than the full thing?
I'll make it stick. I'm bringing it back.
Whatever, lad. I be magical Captain Fluffy Wintersnow. Or Snowy for short.
Wait a minute. Are you a pirate?
Aye, that I be. Pirating be me game. That and Pokemon. Ah, Pokemon. A cannon wait for the black and white. Black being the colour of the cannonballs I fire from me cannon arm, and white being the colour of me beloved snow.
Awesome. Prime, this guy's a pirate, and he loves Pokemon.
Pirates? I love pirates. Pokemon? I love Pokemon. Pirate copies of Pokemon? I love it.
Screw you, Nintendo. Sorry, Wizards of the Coast.
Dawn4X wishes to state that they in no way condone the act or concept of software or indeed intellectual property piracy, included but not limited to resale, copying, lending, or digital distribution where copyright is infringed. Remember, you wouldn't steal a car, or a house, or a boat, so why would you steal a game? Thank you for listening, enjoy the film.
Aye, well that'd be all the Alienroidiosaurus dead in this room.
Well, I guess I should give you my thanks.
No, gold'll do.
I thought as much. Here, take it, 500 shekels of gold. Don't spend it all in one place.
It's marigold. I'll spend it how I like. Car, this be a better haul than the time I took down the Alchemist of Chaos.
Well, I wish you success in all your future endeavours. One thing before you go. What happened with
The what?
You know. You've got a cannon for arm and wheels for legs.
Aye. Okay, I'm just gonna go this way now. Wheel me around, lads. board the jolly ice trawler and fire me cannon armed to signal our departure. Rum and yellow snow biscuits for all. It is lemon this time. I made sure of it. Now, first star to the right and straight ahead till morning.
Aye, aye, Captain! Heave ho, heave ho!
Prime, what was that? I thought it was just on a mission to find some man in his prototype, and now I'm faced with hundreds of Aelioroidosaurs. What's going on?
Right, Rage, okay. I think this calls for a slight breach of, chain of command. I think I'm going to authorise myself to be able to tell you all this information that you really need to know. I think it's time you were told everything about this whole mission, everything that I know, 100% of it, no lies, no deceit, nothing. Like, I'm going to tell you absolutely everything. Okay, here it is, here it comes. I mean, don't try and stop me or
anything. Don't worry, I won't.
Okay, right, here is the truth. I don't know.
Don't screw with me, man. Don't bring me down. Don't you even care about me?
I'm going to be totally honest here, and I don't really know.
But what about all those podcasts? Those 8 glorious podcasts.
Yeah, 8. 8 podcasts. Is that your measuring stick for your friendship? Like, as soon as you've done 8 podcasts with someone, that's like friends for life then, yeah? Best friends forever. Dude, you ran away. You got yourself trapped in a block of ice for 500 years. You think your wife had it bad? You think your wife had it bad? I had to sit here and watch you for 500 years. You left, man.
Ah, hold your wheezed.
2 seconds, I've got another call coming through. Alright, what is it?
Hello, Rage. How's the mission going, son?
Alright, I guess I just got attacked by some Aelioroidosaurs, though.
Those damn Aelioroidosaurs are up to it again, huh?
What, you know about them? I thought it was classified or something.
No, everybody that's on the mission's been briefed about them. Everybody knows about them.
Well, Prime says he doesn't. I was pretty much sent down here completely unaware of their existence.
I see. Who's been talking to you on your communication device, son?
Like I said, Prime.
Prime. Oh yes, that brings me to my, the reason why I was calling. The person that you've been speaking to isn't Prime.
No way.
No, seriously, he's been dead for like 500 years. Remember when he shoved you into the cryostasis chamber? He died of frostbite.
Hey, now that I come to think of it, his story had several inconsistencies. Like, I've never been married. I don't have a wife. I'm a bachelor. So who is he?
So you've found out I'm not Prime then, have you?
Who are you?
Think back. Rack your brain 500 years ago. Episode 4 of Down to Fortex. David Cage. Malagos. Revolver Ocelot. And me.
Psycho Menace?
No.
Falcon Raven. I knew I should have finished you off.
I'm not Falcon Raven, you moron.
Then you must be...
Licky Snicky. I've been waiting for this, brother. You think stabbing me 17 times in the head with a machete would kill me? No!
Yeah, whatever. What are you gonna do to me up there in space? Yeah, noob.
Rage, we got bad news, son. Licky Snicky's taken over the ship's armaments. He's trained all the ion cannons on your current location.
My location, but not me, right? Right?
Ion cannon activated!
I can survive an ion cannon.
2 ion cannons selected.
Or 2?
4 ion cannons selected.
Is that all you've got?
20 ion cannons selected.
Ha 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 ha, brother! You're going to die today!
Yeah, if the ion cannons can catch me.
Brother! You're finally dead! Why am I talking to myself?
Well, that's your champion dead. You cad. What are you gonna do with the Pillar of Awesome? The ship? That's for the Emperor to decide. The Emperor?
You, ha 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 ha. How did I manage to beat you? I made a plan up and went through with it. Ha ha ha. Oh.
Gates, what are you gonna do?
Please call me Bill.
Bill, what are you gonna do?
Gates, if you don't mind.
Okay. Just tell me what you're gonna do, please.
I'm gonna do nothing less than crack this planet open and suck out all the juicy aleuroidiosaurs inside. And Isaac here is gonna help me do it. Isn't that right, Isaac? He's not that much of a talker, but, you know, you can see him nodding there, yeah.
You may obtain all the aleuroidiosaurs, you may even destroy the ship and the planet down below, but you know one thing? You'll never win.
Yeah, tell me, enlighten me, why is that? Because Rage is down on that planet? Well, you just noticed it just now. He's been ion cannoned to death. Now nothing can stop me.
No, because I believe in Rage, and Rage has never let me or our home planet down. Yes, he destroyed the sun, but you know what? I would have done the same thing in his shoes, and every single man on this ship would have as well. He's a hero. A hero that draws respect and the attention of the common people into nothing but pure delight.
He's still dead.
No, he isn't.
How do you know?
Because I have faith.
We'll see about that. Activate the Planet Cracker!
Sorry, sir. Isaac said through sign language that the Planet Cracker will take another 3 hours to charge up.
What? Why haven't you been charging it?
Well, we have. It's just that it takes a long time to charge. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh. Okay, well, get me something to eat. It's gonna be a long wait, and I'm hungry.
Well, we do have this marvelous pot pie.
Pot pie. You know what would go really well with this? Some cheese. Anyone got any cheese? Oh, I've got cheese. Plenty of it. Madam, you are enchanting.
Oh, bless you. I bet you say that to everyone.
Yeah, but this time I mean it. Wow.
Oh, I'm just a simple cheese lady.
Simple or not, you are hot. Meet me in my chambers in around half an hour and bring as much cheese as you can carry, darling.
Oh, you dirty old man.
That's me, darling. Wow.
Huh, that's our Bill, all right. Isn't that right, Isaac? Yeah, you can see him nodding there.
I'm alive.
Prime! Prime! Hey, Rich, you want to go inside Peter Molyneux today? Prime! I just made a giant bagel. Let's eat it.
Why? Why does it have to be this way?
Hey, can I use your toilet? I just farted and I think I followed through.
Followed through. Followed through.
What's the point? Prime's dead. And my arms are broken. And my legs are broken. And my back's broken. And my neck's broken. And my nose is broken. And my toes are broken. And my wrists are broken. And maybe even my spirit is broken. Hello, Rage here.
Hello there, Rage. You probably don't remember me, but my name is Ram. I'm a part of, you know, the space station up there. Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Oh, not good, man. Prime's dead. My body's broken. My spirit's broken. How are things up there?
Yeah, pretty good, considering Bill Gates has taken over our space station and is planning on cracking the planet open to get some aleuroidiosaurs out of it.
Bummer.
Well, you can still do something about it, you know.
Nah.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I didn't actually escape captivity to try and get in contact with you just to tell you, you know.
What are you trying to say, like?
Could you help us, please? We're all in grave danger and we'd really appreciate it.
Oh man, I was planning on just dying here.
You could do that, but wouldn't that be a waste?
No, I'm gonna stand in like a really defiant pose with my fist in the air and freeze to death like that, so like in 100 years someone can find me and it'll look awesome.
You know, yeah, that's kind of cool, but would you not rather die a hero instead of a failure?
No one will remember in 100 years' time. They'll just find the body and be like, yes. No, there's a statue of a hero.
Huh. Maybe you don't want to avenge your pot pie. Huh.
Pot pie? What happened to the pot pie?
Oh, nothing much, you know. Just, Bill Gates devoured it.
That was my pot pie! How'd I get off this stinking planet? I need to kill Bill Gates!
Now that the facility has been destroyed, we can actually see the underground through it. There's a labyrinth to your west, and beyond that labyrinth is Steve Jobs' little, you know, facility thing. Beyond that, he's got a spaceship. You can get up here with that, you know. Rescue him, get on the spaceship, come up here.
Roger. I'll see you in 5. Ha ha, so this is the entrance to the labyrinth. Onward! Ha 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 ha! Ooh, weapons and ammo! Man, this labyrinth goes on forever. Who's that?
You remind me of the Babe.
What Babe?
Babe with the power.
Power of guns!
Bloody hell. Oh, gunshot wound.
Oh man, David Bowie, are you alright?
I'm Jareth, the Aleogobliosaur King.
I always got shot to death in this labyrinth of wonder and mystery and magic. Ah, now, what kind of magic spell to use?
Healing spell or cure aga resurrection.
And baby said? What was that, baby? You want me to kill him with thunder and lightning? Okay.
Well, that's my cue to leave. La 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 la. Huh? What was that noise?
I love you, Rock. Your rejuvenating juices are beautiful. Who goes there? Answer me! Tell me who you are! Don't tell me who you are! Don't answer me!
Who are you, old man?
People used to call me Steve Jobs, a name I have no affection for. Now I am called Shuttle of Planet.
What are you doing here? Why are you in a room with symbols on the wall?
Nice symbols, aren't they? Don't look at the symbols! I hate you!
Whoa, okay, I won't look at the symbols. I'll just look at the floor.
There are symbols on the floor as well. You are welcome to look at them, but don't look at them because they'll kill you.
Crikey.
Yes, I learned that the hard way. You think I'm mad? You think I wet my pants? Say it.
You're mad and you wet your pants.
How could you?
You told me to say that.
But you can plainly see I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, put it away.
If you want, I can tuck it between my legs. Do you want me to tuck it between my legs?
Look, did you say you're Steve Jobs?
Yes, formally.
I think I'm here to rescue you.
Does it look like I need rescuing? I have very important work to accomplish.
What work?
See these symbols here?
Yeah.
Don't look at the symbols! They hold the secret to eye technology, iPads, iPhones, iMacs. Every single time a poser wants an eye product, I just manufacture it here. There are no manufacturing places in China. I do it all on my own and I send it from this planet to Earth. Say I'm mad. Go on, tell me I'm mad. Tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm insane.
Yeah, you're mad.
You hurt my feelings.
Look, we've got to get out of here now. Bill Gates is planning to crack the planet open to get all the Aleroidosaurs out.
You mean my prototypes? Bill Gates is not going to get his hands on my prototypes.
Prototypes, plural?
Yes. Why do you have to make just one prototype when you can make a better version each year? Look at my latest prototype. See, it's an Aleroidosaur egg.
Looks like a Tamagotchi.
Yes, it is. But far more than just a Tamagotchi. It has a touch screen, and you can play MP3s and it dances on the screen. And if you sync it with iTunes, you get your whole music collection on the player.
Thanks for that. I'll just put them in inventory. No, do you have a ship? Because this planet's going to explode soon and we need to get out of here.
I'm not leaving. I've got work to do. And give me back my egg.
Look, we need to go. You need medical help.
Okay. Here's the keys. Please, hurry up. I don't want to die.
Right, so which way is it?
That way, towards the spaceport. Quick.
Sire Gates, the planet cracker is ready to be fired.
Oh, goody. I can't wait. Just fire it. Go.
Wait, sir. There's something on the radar.
Well, what is it?
That. You hit my pot pie. No die.
Wow, who is that?
I don't believe it. It's Rage.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm here for revenge.
Rage, I knew you could do it, you crazy son of a bitch. But why did you have to fly that spaceship into the side of our space station?
Wait for it. Because it's awesome.
Aw, shucks, Rage. You know I can't stay mad at you.
I know.
Ding! Guard, shoot this man!
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd like to take care of him myself.
Oh. Okay.
Rage, I'm going to kill you the same way that you killed me. A machete in the head.
Whatever, I've got a gun. I see.
I can tell this is going to be a climactic battle between the forces of evil and the morally questionable.
Bring it on, old friend.
On guard, brother.
I'm not your brother.
Really? Oh. Come on, then. You shot off my hand. That was bionic.
Well, you did cut mine off.
Ha. Well, let's use our other hands, then.
I'm not a very good shot with this hand, though.
Yeah, well, this isn't my strongest hand either. So, headbutts?
You're on.
I'm going first.
Ow! Right, Mino.
Oh. All right, I'm next. Oh. Did I call it a draw?
Oh, no, he started it. We have to finish it though.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Okay, one more. It's not my shirt turn now.
No, it's okay. I don't wanna. Okay then, I'll take your turn then. Just let me crawl over to you.
Oh, no. No, it's okay.
I have to though.
No.
I have to finish it.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm gonna do it now.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Owen.
I'll have my revenge.
Wow, double KO.
Yes, I haven't seen a double KO since the last spring of the summer festival.
What?
5 million years ago!
Who are you? You look very familiar. Are you someone from my past?
Don't you remember, Gates? You promised me when we were little children that you would come back and rescue me if I was ever in trouble.
Really?
Of course! 5 years ago on that night, don't you remember, when we kissed?
Now I know who you are! You're Steve Jobs! Get out of here! I told you that was a once-off thing.
I knew you would forget. That's why I made an army of alien radiosaurs to attract you to my world.
Okay. About that. When I crack the planet open, those alien radiosaurs are mine, right? Speaking of which, Isaac, activate the planet cracker.
No, they're not finished. Do not release them.
Excellent work, Isaac. Are you pleased? Yeah, I'm sure he's smiling under that mask.
You fool! Do you realize what you've done?
Now. Okay, Isaac, open the window so I can speak to my minions.
Is this thing on? What up, yo, Elio Rodiosaurus? Bow to your new master! I take that horrible sound of aggression to mean that you are my new slaves. Now go forth and destroy Earth! What's going on?
Jobs, what's happening?
I'll tell you what's going on, Gates. You're going to get exactly what you deserve.
But they're eating the ship. I don't deserve that.
Well, maybe you should have a word with them. See if they'll stop it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Hey, yo! Hey, Leo, sorry, you thingy. Stop it. Just stop it. Job's your advice.
Thanks, that didn't work.
You are a fool, Gates. You always thought you were better than me, but I have fooled you. No one can control the Alioroidiosaurs. Not even me. That's why I made them.
No one can control them, but I'm all powerful, so how does that not work?
Listen to that sound. It's getting closer. It's the sound of your doom.
I laugh in the face of doom. 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 Wow! Looky, Snicky, do something!
Sorry, sir. My face at the moment is like pulped yams.
Well, unpulp them then, you freak.
Sorry, sir. That's, physically impossible.
Your mom's impossible. Captain, can you not do anything? It's your ship.
You got yourself into this mess. Get yourself out.
Cheese lady? What about you?
Sorry, all I do is cheese.
Jobs, are the Alioroidiosaurs allergic to cheese in any way?
They have no weakness.
Isaac, what about you? Yeah, you can see I'm shrugging there. Well, I'm sorry, guys. You're all gonna die. I'll just be floating through space until I reach Earth.
Hold fast, my fellow allies. I believe I have the solution.
What the... Who is this guy?
That's our tacticals and weapons expert.
I am the burning fire of fiery wrath. My name is Ram. People also refer to me as the Archmage.
Archmage, please bestow upon us your wisdom.
Cross my palm with a few shekels of silver, and you shall have your request.
Here, take it. There's a lot more where that came from.
You have chosen wisely, Gates. Now hear me and my wisdom, for I have much to share. It occurs to me that the planet below was strangely devoid of heat of any kind, to the point that there was no lava in its core. Yet Alioroidiosaurs dwelled there. My conclusion, Alioroidiosaurs are weak to extreme temperatures. Ipso facto, weak against lava. Isn't that right, Jobs?
Yes,
but where are we gonna find enough lava to take down an army of Alioroidiosaurs?
Cast your eyes upon the ball of lava before you.
The sun is made of lava!
Yes, and if we destroy it in just the right way, we can aim the projecting lava only at the Alioroidiosaurs, and we will survive.
That's crazy talk! We used up all the ammo for the ion cannons, and the planet cracker needs to be recharged. It's physically impossible.
No, my friends. There is another.
Rage.
But where is Rage? Computer, locate Rage.
Rage is currently heading to the escape pods.
Okay, so instructions say to launch the escape pods, I have to press the big red eject button. Okay.
Rage, could you come back and help us again? We need you.
Oh, what is it?
We need you to use your special abilities.
That's kind of a personal thing to ask for, isn't it?
Not those skills.
What? Oh, yeah, of course. Why would anybody want to ask for those special skills? That's silly. You're silly. Remember that time when we were laughing about that thing with the skills? Oh, good times.
Could you just come back?
Okay.
So that's the plan. And when Rage gets here, we'll tell him that as well.
Tell me what?
The plan, of course.
Yeah, get rid of the program, Rage.
Look, I'm confused. Someone mentioned my special skills and a reward.
Nope, no reward. We just want the use of your special skills.
Ah, so you want me to edit an amazing podcast?
We just want you to destroy the sun.
That's hardly special. I could do that in my sleep.
Good, because we don't have enough time for you to fall asleep. Can you just do it when you're awake?
Sure, I'll try anything once.
Are you sure you're up to this, Rage?
Hey, if you've destroyed one son, you've destroyed them all.
That's what I like to hear, son. Now what do you need?
Just get me a cup of tea and a pack of hobnobs. I'm gonna destroy this thing with my mind alone.
What?
With my mind alone.
Get this man a cup of tea and a packet of hobnobs. He's our only hope.
Oh, okay then, no problem.
Hurry, they're getting closer.
Leave it to me. Ah, it's no use. We're not close enough to the sun. Get the ship closer to the sun.
Get this ship closer to that sun!
Sir, the Eleuroiosaurus has surrounded the sun.
Why would they do that?
Maybe they know?
We're all going to die, especially you, Gates.
No, no, I can do it. Ah, still not close enough.
Come on, closer to that sun!
Sir, the heat of the sun is burning the ship's hull.
Come on! Oh, why is it not working?
Rage! Rage!
Grandpa?
No, it's Prime.
Prime? Why can't I destroy the sun?
Because you do not have psychic powers. Woo!
That kind of contradicts what's happening now, Prime.
No, it doesn't. I'm communicating with you. You're not communicating with me. Wee!
Oh. Well, how do I destroy the sun?
I don't know. Does it have a glowing review in it?
I don't think lava suns have glowing reviews. I think it's only regular suns.
Ah, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to call it a bad time. I didn't realize you were trying to destroy a sun. I don't know, if all else fails, what would Kirby do?
What would Kirby do? Oh, yes. I'm going to need a fireproof suit and some jet boots. Oh, and I'm going to need Licky Snicky's remaining bionic hand.
What are you going to do with all this stuff?
I'm going to Megaton Punch the sun.
Okay. So you got everything there?
Yep.
Asbestos suit.
Check.
Bionic hand.
Check.
Rocket boots.
Check. Oh, no, I don't. I forgot them. Good job you mentioned that. I would have went over with a red face.
Here, take them.
Remember, you've got to hit the sun in just precisely the right point. Otherwise, you'll die, and so will everybody else.
Fire!
Woohoo! Take this, Eleuroidosaurs!
And so it was that the Legend of Rage punched itself all the way to the sun.
You'll be remembered, Rage. No longer remembered as a terrorist, but as a hero.
Come on, Rocket Boots, you can get me to the sun. Man, it's getting hot.
Yes, it was hot. So hot, in fact, that the Eleuroidosaurs eventually had to give up chase.
Yes, they've given up chase. Fun in the sun, here I come.
Yes, he's entered the sun's coronosphere.
Fantastic outcome! Huzzah!
How about have some tea, everybody? Come on!
No, it took me 500 years to make that!
Well, the way I look at it is, if I don't get it, at least no one else did either.
Wait! What about Rage? Did he survive?
Of course not! It was a suicide mission if ever there was one!
I see. Too bad. He was a good man.
A terrorist, yes. Sometimes downright evil. You've been listening to Stupidly Epic Presents Alioroidiosaurs. A special Down to Forward X special is specially made for special people like specially me and you. Starring Rage as Rage and Prime as everybody else. Apart from the Snow Pirate Captain. That was voiced by Kyle. Check out our freaking awesome website, www.stupidlyepic.com. Follow us at Down to Forward X for Twitter. And we're part of the Retroids Network. Stay tuned for Down to Forward X Episode 9, which we can guarantee will come out at some point in time. Goodbye and keep your eyes on the skies.
Five years later.
How you holding up, Rage?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. Unlike that guy. He's dying.
Well, I hate to do this to you, Rage. I know you take pleasure in seeing people die, but the bigwigs up top asked me to ask you if you could destroy another sun for them.
Nah, my sun-destroying days are behind me.
I told them you'd say that, but they wanted me to give you this file. Take it.
Alright, I guess. The egg!